Georgia's DBHDD has an urgent health warning. One of every 10 counterfeit pills contain fentanyl, a powerful and very deadly drug. Pills from friends or dealers are unsafe, and one pill can cause an overdose. More info at opioidresponse.info.
Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. Today is Monday, March 18th. I'm Peter Biello. On today's episode, the father of Lakin Riley, the nursing student killed on the UGA campus last month, makes a public statement. A push to remove an interstate flyover in Savannah picks up steam. And a day before the start of spring, parts of Georgia are not done with freezing temperatures. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. The father of slain Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley says he's angry his daughter's death is being used politically. Riley's death on the University of Georgia campus last month has become a flashpoint over immigration and border security policies. Authorities say her alleged attacker entered the country illegally. Speaking to NBC, her father, Jason Riley, says he doesn't know if different policies would have made a difference.
I feel like she's being used somewhat politically. It makes me angry. She was much better than that. She should be raised up for the person that she is.
He also says accused killer Jose Ibarra, quote, might not have been here had we secure borders. The State House has passed a measure that would limit the ability to sue insurance companies directly after commercial truck crashes. Representatives unanimously approved Senate Bill 426 today, sending it to Governor Brian Kemp for his signature. The measure says someone could sue an insurance company directly only if the trucking company has gone bankrupt or if the plaintiff can't track down the company or driver. Supporters say the change will lower truckers' insurance rates. A push to remove an interstate flyover in Savannah is picking up steam thanks to new federal funding. GPB's Benjamin Payne reports.
$1.8 million in funding through the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act will go toward the I-16 flyover project. It's an attempt to get rid of an exit ramp built in the 60s, which decimated a vibrant black business district in downtown Savannah's west side. Speaking to reporters, Georgia U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock voiced his support for the federal funding.
As a proud native of Savannah who grew up literally in the shadow of this flyover, this project is personal to me. We've got a ways to go. Bureaucracy can be slow, but I am hopeful that we can get this over the finish line.
Planning alone for the I-16 removal project is expected to take several years. For GPB News, I'm Benjamin Payne in Savannah.
An Athens bookstore is suing Gwinnett County over the mail policy at the county's jail. Avid Bookshop says the jail denied it the opportunity to sell a book to an incarcerated customer because it's not a, quote, authorized retailer. The jail doesn't specify what companies are authorized retailers or how a company can become one. The bookstore's lawsuit says allowing some vendors to sell books to incarcerated people while excluding others violates free speech rights under the U.S. Constitution. Discount retailer Dollar Tree plans to close about 1,000 stores nationwide under its Family Dollar and Dollar Tree brands. The company isn't saying which, if any, of Georgia's hundreds of store locations will be affected. But Georgia food equity consultant Kimberly Carr says she worries about low-income communities.
When you're taking away stores like Dollar Tree, like Family Dollar, regardless if it's in the rural or urban areas, you are minimizing that accessibility of food in the house.
The closures announced last week come after a surprising fourth quarter loss for Dollar Tree and 10 years after its acquisition of Family Dollar.
If you like hearing the news from around the state here on Georgia Today, you'll probably like hearing how Georgia's agriculture economy feeds the country and the world on A Fork in the Road. I'm David Zelsky, and on the Fork in the Road podcast, we feature stories from Georgia's farmers, fishermen, merchants, artisans, chefs, and others who help provide Georgia-grown products to folks in the Peach State and beyond. Find it online at gpb.org/podcast or download it on your favorite podcast platform.
Former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan is ruling out a third-party run for president. The Republican has been critical of former Republican President Donald Trump and was seen as a leading contender in the group No Labels push to recruit a so-called unity ticket against likely nominees Democratic President Joe Biden and Trump. Duncan said today he's withdrawing his name from consideration and will continue working to, quote, elect more common-sense conservative candidates in the future. U.S. Senator John Ossoff wants federal action against scammers charging veterans high fees to file claims with the Department of Veterans Affairs. GPB's Sarah Callis reports Ossoff met with veterans groups about the issue on Friday.
Ossoff says an increasing number of veterans are being targeted by so-called claim sharks. These are people who offer to help veterans file claims through the VA, but charge fees that Ossoff said can sometimes exceed the cost of the service.
Exploiting veterans who are having difficulty navigating the VA's bureaucracy, taking advantage of veterans in need, and putting them on the hook for potentially very significant long-term costs if their claims are successful.
Ossoff is part of a bipartisan group of senators urging the Federal Trade Commission to investigate these scams and hold the claim sharks accountable. He says difficulty navigating the claims process is one of the reasons veterans turn to claim sharks in the first place to help navigate their health care. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Atlanta.
A day before the start of spring, Georgia's northern half is expecting temperatures at or below freezing. Predicted lows tonight have many farmers protecting their crops, including sensitive strawberries and peaches. Many cities, including Atlanta and Decatur, are opening warming shelters for unhoused residents to avoid the cold blast. The dip in temperatures will be short-lived, with highs approaching 60 degrees tomorrow. In sports, the Braves are sending Bryce Elder down to Triple-A Gwinnett, or up as the case may be, since they are in Florida currently for spring training, as they promote Ronaldo Lopez to the fifth starting pitcher position. Elder made the All-Star team in his first full season last year, but seemed to run out of steam late in the season and presided over a drubbing by the Phillies that ultimately helped end their playoff bid in the first round. Lopez signed a $30 million three-year deal with the Braves in November. He earned a spot in the rotation by allowing just 4 earned runs over 16 and two-thirds innings in 5 spring training appearances. Elder will likely be back in the big leagues at some point this season. The Braves are expected to use more than 5 starters as they try to keep the whole rotation healthy. In the NBA, the Atlanta Hawks are headed to Los Angeles to face the Lakers tonight. Their visit comes after LeBron James scored 40 points in the Lakers' loss to the Golden State Warriors on Saturday. Their meeting tonight is the second this season. The Hawks beat the Lakers back in January. And in soccer, Yorgos Giakoumakis had a first-half assist and a second-half goal, and Brad Guzan made 4 saves to lead Atlanta United to a 2-0 victory over Orlando City over the weekend. Atlanta United travels to play Toronto FC on Saturday. And that is it for this edition of Georgia Today. If you want to learn more about any of these stories, visit gpb.org/news. And if you haven't yet subscribed to this podcast, now's a great time to do it. It'll keep us current in your podcast feed. And if you've got feedback, we'd love to hear from you. Email us. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.